Sun in Taurus from the 20th of April and Jupiter, the biggest planet of the solar system in Taurus from the 16th of May with Uranus in Taurus is going to be the definition of all the biggest energies of all your lives from now through till May of 2024 for a whole year. The definition of big and bright, big and successful, big and I use the word dramatic because Taurus is actually a star sign of drama. And why does it create drama? Is because it's a real earthly energy. When something actually changes, when you move home, when you move in somewhere new, when you go and change your job and move somewhere and go somewhere and do something, it's drama, dramatic. When you even fly on holiday somewhere with Jupiter in air in Taurus, you go somewhere, you drive somewhere, you fly somewhere, you go somewhere new, it's a big drama. You prepare for it, you're packing and getting ready for it, you're anticipating where you're going to, you see the destination, and then you actually get there and you experience a totally new energy. Wherever you go in the world, we're always looking for, searching for, experiencing new energy. And we do love it, even if it is very dramatic. And sometimes the biggest drama, the biggest excitement in life is when things go wrong. And the reason why things go wrong is because you're in a foreign place, you're in a different place. And then fixing it and putting it right, making it right, is part of the holiday destination. The destination for all our lives is what I call happy ever after. But in order to arrive at happy ever after, work goes in, energy goes in, drama goes in, changes go in, and you see what unfolds. When you're having a dull and boring life, and you know it's a dull and boring life, and when you know that you've got no energy for anything new, you go to bed early, you're depressed, you have your routine of watching TV, Netflix, HBO. Yeah, we all do it. We've all been there. When you have a dull and boring month of the year, dull and boring phase, whether it be the winter months, you have your boring routine, boring, 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 boring routine, and you do look forward to drama. And Jupiter in Taurus is drama. Now, I want to add one important factor, and that is since 2019, that is January, February of 2019, when Uranus went into Taurus, the definition of every time, and it hasn't been always, but every time you've had a breakthrough, a financial breakthrough, a successful breakthrough. Every time you've done something dramatic and new, it was all thanks to Uranus in Taurus. You even bought a new TV. You even moved in a new apartment, new home, every new automobile, everything that gave you that bigger and brighter energy, excitement energy. It made you feel that something new has arrived in your life. That was Uranus in Taurus. Every time you had a bonus at work, an improvement at work, a financial improvement, financial is Uranus in Taurus. Taurus is a financial earth star sign. So every time it gave you that boost of energy and it make you feel good. And that's what Jupiter in Taurus is going to be doing. It's going to be giving you that boost of energy. However, in order to achieve it, you are required to participate in life. One of the reasons why people don't get promoted at work and people don't further their careers is because they never appreciate what's actually happening in their lives. So this person isn't very emotional. This person isn't very excitable. This person isn't part of the team. This person isn't working together with other people. This person is a pain in the ass. This person is argumentative. This person is selfish and arrogant. This person isn't a team. Team, we're all parts of different teams. This person is an individual. This person is not a team co-worker. And that's what we call them. Co-workers. Co-worker means I can't do what other people can do. They can do it better than me, so they do it. I can do things that are better than what they can do. So the definition of teamwork, successful energy, is Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus. And it is this duality of planets together that define success comes via working together with other people. When you are in an environment where you can't work with others or others can't work with you, you know you don't belong there anymore. Somebody doesn't belong there anymore. And you might try getting rid of them or they might try getting rid of you. But it's all about being in the right environment to create the right prosperity. We've all got a recipe in life and that recipe is what this summer is all about. Jupiter in Taurus is an instinctive energy. People think that Taurus are clever people. I've got my moon in Taurus. I'm not a clever person. I just listen to the vibe when I wake up in the morning. I listen to the urge inside me. I'm actually quite a patient person, believe it or not. I wait for the right urge inside me to create the website and to create the information and put the information online. I wait for the right energy. And once I've got the right energy, that's my Taurus activated, then I get on and do it. And I don't question it. I don't doubt it. I don't have to talk about it. I just simply get on and do. Jupiter in Taurus, Uranus in Taurus, the Sun in Taurus this year is all about getting on and doing. And people who just keep wanting to talk and talk and talk anymore, you and me will simply ignore them. The world will ignore them. People do not want to hear about people talking anymore. They want actions speak louder than words. And it is indeed the actions that will get you to your destination. If somebody is wasting your time, and it is literally wasting your time, whether it be in clients and customers or business, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. Time is money. And therefore, you'll simply get angry with them, upset with them, and you'll realize I can't work with these idiots anymore because they're just wasting my time. The geek industry, the tech industry, the high-tech industry, the reason why it has collapsed is not because it just so happens in 2023 it's collapsing. It already collapsed 6 years ago. It already collapsed this last cycle of Jupiter 12 years ago. The tech industry believed, and it was a belief 12 years ago, but it's changed now. They 12 years ago believed that if I get people online and I get people to subscribe and I get people to follow me and I get people to use my services, then I'll have the advertising coming in. I'll be able to charge them in app purchases. I'll be able to get some money off them. One way or another, I'll find a way to make it work. I'll find a way to bring the money in, because that's what the geek industry believes. I put it online, I create it, I get people to use it, I get followers to use it, and then I'll have prosperity coming out of it. They've realized that business model isn't working. They've realized very truthfully, it's not that they're being mean anymore now. In fact, they were very generous. All the whole geek industry, I call it geek industry, but you know what I mean. It was very generous to have platforms where you could upload things onto other people's servers, and they would then distribute or put it out there on the internet, whether it be Twitter, whether it be Instagram, whether it be Facebook. They were very generous. Very generous to use the apps. Those of you who are in the geek industry, you know how much it costs to run an app, create a website. It costs a fortune. It costs thousands. We're not talking about. So some industries can cost millions to put that platform on there. And vast majority of people, I don't think we really appreciated how much it really costs to run these big, huge, worldwide, global entities such as Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And therefore, now that they're wanting to charge $10 a month or $15 a month, they're just trying to get their finances sorted. They're just trying to work it out. And people who just want to use other people who just want to use it and they don't really get any real benefit out of it, then they're going to fall by the wayside. And only people who are going to find it, the quality people, not quantity anymore, we're going into a zone of quality. And I emphasize the word quality because it's quality versus quantity, and it's quality now. The reason why, me personally, I've been able to sustain my website is because I have got quality readers. I've got some really, really good quality. Because we got through difficult times together, we work together, and it is the quality that keeps it going. Quantity of users, quantity of parasites, quantity of freeloaders isn't going to pay the bills. The definition now of all our lives is to readjust and understand all I want in my life is quality. Those of you who, as the students, because we all did it, we all bought cheap clothes, we all bought t-shirts, we all bought shoes that were the cheapest possible because we couldn't afford. As students, you can't afford Nikes at $50, $100. You can afford $5 shoes. Even now today, I've got $5 Nike, $5 training shoes, jogging shoes. Why do people buy quality? Because they have experienced the quantity and they realize, well, it doesn't last. It just doesn't last. When you've had quantity of relationships, you've had boyfriends and girlfriends, the lovers that come in and out, they're just garbage in the end. They just come and go and they waste your time. And the Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus is now saying to each and every one of us, stop wasting your time on garbage. Quality is what I want you to live for. Quality is what life is all about. Because when you've got quality in your life, you have a quality of life. All the advertising campaigns in the world all want to encourage you to buy something, spend more money on something, because this is quality. Quality, that's quality, that's the word they use. And that is indeed Taurus energies. Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus wants you to have a quality of life, a quality of clothes, quality of home, quality of lifestyle, and it is an upgrade. The anomaly this year, and it is a fantastic anomaly, and the reason why I use the word supersonic for 2023 is because from January, February, March, April, we've had a Jupiter in Aries going from 0 to 29 degrees of Aries in 6 months, 5 months, 4 months. Now, 16th of May onwards, we have Jupiter in Taurus. And Jupiter in Taurus, you could say, is early this cycle, this Jupiter cycle. It's early, and it continues until May 2025. Jupiter was lost in Taurus in January of 2012. That's what you're looking for. You're looking back to January of 2012, January, February, March, April, May of 2012. That year was an anomaly year, and that was the 0 to 30 degrees of Taurus in 5 months. And that is, so it's 11 years we're talking about now. 11 year cycle, not the 12 year Jupiter cycle. It's actually sneaked in an extra. We've got an extra bonus this time. We not only got the Aries, we've got the Taurus as well. And this is like it was in 2012. Those months where the Taurus energies may accept. This time we've got Uranus combined in Taurus, and we don't get the exact conjunction until January, February of 2024. That's when Jupiter conjuncts Uranus and Taurus. But nonetheless, it's unfolding, and it is that unfolding energy, the quality of life. I desire a quality of life is why things are going to positively change for the better in each of our lives. One of the worst things in all our lives is that we meddle with other people's lives, or other people meddle with our lives. One of the reasons why on the astrology, I tell many readers when I give them readings, or I give them 5 minute free readings, I tell them very sincerely, wait and see how you feel. Wait and see what happens, comes into your life. I can't say, don't do this, don't do that, don't have a boyfriend, don't have a girlfriend, don't choose this one, don't choose that one, even if I can't say no. All I do say is, let's see what Jupiter brings into your life. Let's see what people are brought into your life thanks to Saturn and Neptune in Pisces, thanks to Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. When you see what comes into your life, then you'll realize all you have to do as you're going through January, February, March, April, May, all you have to do is wait and see how it all unfolds. Wait, see, adapt, change, listen. And then when you get to the end of May, the 31st of May, you'll see it very clearly. And when you see it very clearly, you'll know that's all right, I've got it. That's what I've got. That's what I've got permanent in my life. Now, I've got some youngsters, and I'd call them youngsters because they really are youngsters. They're the children of current readers, and they are in their teens. And one is really, he's a Libra, and he has created a new business thanks to Jupiter in Aries opposing his Libra identity. He's created a new business with the guidance of his mother, who's a Libra as well. And he's created a brand new, bigger than big. And he's a teenager, and he's got the magic. He's got the Jupiter on his side. And teenagers and little youngsters, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, you could even be 50, 60-year-olds. You've got the Jupiter in Aries on your side, and you feel like a youngster again. You feel like you're creating something from nothing, brand new. And here's my point. Let it grow. Let it expand. Let it grow, but only invest your energy into it. Don't have to invest your money, your finances, or your parents' finances. Like on the internet, when your website or your TikTok or whatever Instagram account or your eBay store is growing now, it's their platform. It's all you do. You put your products on, you do the work, you put the energy in, and let it grow. Let it grow. Let the finances grow. Let the prosperity grow. Let your bank account grow. Don't have to spend it. Just let it grow. Now, of course, teenagers, he wants to buy an automobile. He's got a driving license. Of course, buy a automobile. Show that you've got a reward for the work that you're doing. Because when you buy a motorbike or a Harley Davidson, or you buy an automobile, so you're rewarding yourself for the energy you're putting in. But keep it going. Keep it going and let it grow. Don't, as I said, so I gave him good advice, don't need to take a premises yet. They're actually using the garage in their in the yard in their own home, and they don't need a premises yet. Once we arrive at Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus in the end of May, June, July, then you'll see what the finances are producing for you. You'll see what the Jupiter stability of Taurus earthly energy is doing for you in May and June and July. And then you can take premises. Then you can expand. Then you can logically say, I can afford to do this because I've got a stable income. It's regular now. It's routine now. It's reliable now. And therefore, you can then decide, those of you who are thinking about buying a home, so you're investing your energy in your business and it's growing, your finances are growing, the finances are coming in, and then Jupiter in Taurus will then give you the decision, right, I can now afford a home, I can now afford to buy somewhere with a mortgage. So you make that decision when Jupiter is in stable Taurus. Do not make the decision before the 16th of May. It's a sense of you are in transit at the moment. Until we arrive at our destination, it's not right to make a major purchase or a major decision, especially if you're going to be locked into it and it won't be something suitable. So the information that I'm giving to you, the astrology is, it is a wait and see energy. Wait and see what magic life brings into you. The only word of advice I can give all readers, and you've heard it many times, Moon Astrology, you've heard it many times, and you say, put your heart and soul into life. If there's one year that you're supposed to put your heart and soul into it, you're supposed to use your feelings to your maximum potential, it is 2023. Next year, you can go to sleep next year if you want. you can go to sleep during the retrograde season as it begins in July and August if you want. If you want, you can go chill out summer holidays somewhere. You can go to Miami Beach or wherever you're going. You can chill out in retrograde season. But in the meantime, put your heart and soul into it. Heart and soul means you wake up today and believe that today you can do it. Believe that you don't be lazy. Just believe you can do it. And with the power of communication, with the power of that urge inside you, you want to do it, you can do it. For the power of the internet, do it. The only problem that some people are going to find is things that they wanted, they thought they wanted, they're going to realize truthfully now. It's already beginning in February and March of 2023. They realize now, I don't want it anymore. It's not appropriate for me. I don't want it. I've changed my goals and ambitions thanks to the Jupiter in Aries. You're changing your goals and ambitions because life wants you to become successful at being you. And if you've been having a goal and ambition based on somebody else's belief or goal and ambition, and it's not really your goal and ambition, then your life is realizing, no, I don't want that. I don't want it anymore. I don't want somebody else's goal and ambition. I want my goal and ambition. Whatever it is, that will be revealed to you in March, and then you'll be on the right course to begin the new zodiac year on the 20th of March. I wish you a very nice day.